So the title of the message today is No More Egypt. No More Egypt. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God of understanding, we pray that you give us an understanding. Give us an understanding of your word in the name of Jesus. Help us to know. Help us to understand. Help us to walk with it, believe in it, use it for our blessings. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us say, no more Egypt. I want us to say, no more Egypt. Can somebody tell me what Egypt symbolizes? What does Egypt mean? What does it represent? Slavery, yes. Affliction. Let's try. Limitation. I need one more. Hardship. Okay? Egypt. Okay? Problem. Egypt represents anything that is not peaceful, not happily. Something that is bad. Something that is restricting. Something that does not bring total freedom. Egypt does not kill you. Egypt keeps you in one position. Egypt does not say don't eat, but Egypt says eat but not be satisfied. Egypt does not say don't live, but Egypt says live and live in problem. So, children of God, no more Egypt in our lives. Whatever represents Egypt in your life, the Lord will remove it in the name of Jesus. Today, the Lord shall separate you from your Egypt. In the scriptures, Moses said to the children of Israel, when they got to the border of the Red Sea, and they were pestering him, questioning him, harassing him, because the forces of Pharaoh were behind. Moses said, the Egyptian you see today, you shall see them no more. This is a word of God to you today. That the Egyptian that you have been seeing, Egyptian that have been working against you, you shall see them no more. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that represents Egypt in your life shall not be there anymore. For the Lord shall set you free. In Jesus' name, amen. I said, Egypt does not represent anything good, as we have all said together. And now before I even continue, let me repeat what I just finished saying. That whatever is representing Egypt in your life, let us critically consider this. The Bible says we are not fighting against flesh and blood. Right? It's either you are sensitive about it or you are living in denial. But that does not remove the fact that if Egypt is in your life, it's in your life. Right? There's something they call Okwidile. There's something they call Okwaranasi. Alright? There's always one kind of battle or the other against a child of God. Because you are a child of God, battle will rise against you. Alright? If battle rose against Jesus, then who are you? And this battle we're talking about is not a physical battle that way. It's not a physical battle of human being. This is the enemy. Enemy that his intention is, he does not want you to survive it. If your enemy is beating you, you probably want to wound you, but not to kill you. I mean, if your physical enemy. Right? Some of us watch sports, action sport, maybe the boxing, whatever wrestler. Did they kill anybody in the ring? They don't kill. They try to win. So they don't care if you are injured. But the intention is not to kill. But this type of enemy that keeps you in Egypt wants you to stay in Egypt for the rest of your life. It's an enemy that does not care. Your freedom is a problem for him. So he wants to keep you in that spot so that you don't move forward. Alright? That is why this message is very important. I want us to be sensitive about it. Amen. God gave me this message yesterday. Alright? If God gives me the message, maybe the message is for you, maybe it's for me, it's for all of us. Alright? So tap into it. No more Egypt in your life. No more Egypt in my life. I'm moving forward. I'm getting myself free out of this. My life is changing for positive in the name of Jesus. Amen. You and I know that many things that happen in the physical already happen in the spirit realm. Alright? If you win today, it's because you have won that battle spiritually. Either you prayed or somebody prayed on your behalf, or God supernaturally sent his deliverance into your life. But that battle was won in the spirit. That's why it became won in the physical. Child of God, understand what I'm saying. Whatever is representing bondage in your life, the Lord will break you free from it in Jesus' name. There are some Egypt that come from our ancestors, our lineage. Some Egypt that comes as a result of where you were born, your hometown. Some Egypt of your last name, your Egypt of your compound. Either you know or you don't know, it happened in your compound before. The goal of telling you this is for you to know, you and I are the Sheshe. You are not fighting physical battle. Some people just remain in one position for a long, long time. It's not because they did anything wrong. It's not because, it's just because of their bloodline that is tied to their destiny. And all of us, we have to free ourselves from one thing or the other that is related to this thing I'm talking about. Let's take it serious. The Lord says, no more Egypt. No more Egypt in your life in Jesus' name. I said, no more Egypt in your life in the name of Jesus. I said, no more Egypt in your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord will stand up on your behalf and he will set you free in the name of Jesus. I want you to understand this. That this Egypt we are talking about, right? Egypt we are talking about, it's not like you are listening to NPR radio. It's not like you are watching CNN. It's not like you are looking at, you are listening to me now. We are having a nice time in the church because tomorrow you are going to work. Yesterday you were doing something, maybe laundry or whatever, or you are even at work. And today we are in church, we are listening to our pastor. It is different, though. This Egypt we are talking about is a battle that want to destroy, it want to take you out. And as we are talking about it right now, it means that you want to be free from it. And I want you to understand it. This thing you are hearing is not going to happen as you are sitting Jenen Kelly with hearts with full satisfaction. No, the Bible says the kingdom of God does what? It suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. You will have to pray yourself out of this thing we are talking about, because it's not physical, it's spiritual. Ah, you shall be free in the name of Jesus. Some of us parents here, right? Even if you don't want to pray this prayer, pray because of your children, because they share the same blood. That's why some of us, we have to struggle in life. We have to struggle and labor. And it's not because we have half brain. We are whole and complete. But it's just because the battle we are fighting is enormous. And this does not mean that you are not born again. If you die today, you are going to heaven. So let's understand it. It is not about knowledge. It's about power. It's about the hands of the Lord that set you free. It's about God that stepped into your situation and said, enough is enough. This is my child. I am making a new change. I am bringing a demarcation between the old and the new. And this one is standing on a platform of God, glorifying my name, and there will be nothing that ever can share and can claim as a glory. So it shall be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Now let's go to the scripture. I want us to go somewhere. Genesis chapter 15. Genesis chapter 15, verse 13 to 17. Then he said to Abraham, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. And also the nations whom they serve, I will judge. Afterward, they shall come out with great possessions. Now, as for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried at a good old age. But in the fourth generations, they shall return here, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete. Verse 17. And it came to pass, when the sun went down and it was dark, that behold, there appeared a smoking oven and a burning torch that passed between those places. The place that I want us to pay attention to is verse 15, verse 16. Let's read 16. But in the fourth generation, they shall return here, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete. Alright. So, another version says 400 years. Right? When it says fourth generation, it means 400 years. That is one generation represents 100 years. So in the fourth generation, that is what New King James Version says. Another version says, in 400 years, after 400 years, your children shall be released. The Lord said this to Abraham, who became Abraham. Right? According to the historian, the Israelites spent 430 years in Egypt before they were delivered. 430 years they spent in Egypt before they were delivered. But before that time, several years before, God said this to Abraham, that your children will suffer for 400 years in the hands of their enemies. But when it became 430 years, that's when they were delivered. What happened? Alright? There was a set time that God would deliver his people, but the people were still living in bondage. Brothers and sisters, when the Lord settles your case must be settled. Right? When you go to a doctor, there's a, my head, headache, and he gives you medication. That medication, when it wears out, you may have to go back to that doctor because that headache may come back. But when God performs a miracle and he removes the headache, you are not going to have that headache again. That is not the nature of God. God heals you, he heals you permanently. Am I talking to somebody? The Lord shall fight your battle for you. I want us to go to the book of Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 9. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 9. Now let's read. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see the great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses! And he said, here I am. Then he said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry because of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrow. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians, and to bring them out from the land to a good and a large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Verse 9. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. God called out Moses, right? And God said, I have heard the cry of my people, all right? And I am ready to set them free, right? And he said, I am now going to take them out of this oppression. I will give them a land for compensation. I will take them to a place where they will be eating that they will be rejoicing and exploring the land that flows with milk and honey. There are a lot of things to pay attention to here. Who called Moses? Who called Moses? Respond. Who called Moses? God called Moses. What did God tell Moses? He said, I have what? Let's read verse 7. And the Lord said, I have seen, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry because of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrow. Can we read it together? And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry because of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrow. Who did not read? Let's read again. Another opportunity for you to read. Let's read. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. God was interested to set his people free. He said, I have seen. I know they are in sorrow. I know they are in pain. I want to come and set them free from the hands of their taskmasters. What we are doing is not an exercise. We are not doing a show of fear. Spiritual deliverance is about engaging God to help us in our situation. So we want to be free from Egypt. We said no more Egypt in our lives. We cannot set ourselves free from Egypt. Am I talking to somebody? I know we are people of faith. I know we declare words of declaration, positive declarations. All right? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It is good to make all these declarations, but I'm telling you today, child of God, you cannot be in bondage and deliver yourself from that bondage. It takes another one that is outside to set that person free. And the one that is outside, that is saying, I am interested to set you free now, is who? God. And he said, I will send you Moses as a deliverer for my people. That is why sometimes when things are happening in your life, God will bring a change of government that will make a new rule that will favor you. That is how God set people free. That's why sometimes a boss is on your neck and is harassing you and taking your peace away from you. And all of a sudden, that boss is either demoted or is promoted and is out of your way. And somebody else coming and you become his favorite. That's how God works. He said, I want to set them free from the hands of their operations. Anything that represents Egypt in your life, the Lord will come miraculously, supernaturally, and will bring you out of it. His deliverer will set you free in the name of Jesus. These are spiritual battles. I want you to be on your feet, child of God. I want you to decree and say, God, I want you to pray and say, God, I am inviting you into my situation. Please be involved. Don't let me remain in this situation by myself. I am begging you to see my affliction, see my situation, see my circumstances. Come to my head. Come and help me. Come and speak on my behalf. Come and fight for me. Come and deliver me. Come and set me free. Come and make way for me where there is no way. Lord, surprise me and surprise my enemies. Lord, make things that seems to be otidibaraku, things that become part and parcel of me. Lord, come in and bring a solution to that thing for me. Let my deliverance come from you. Lord, I pray for your hands. I pray for your help. I pray for your power. I pray for your grace. Lord, come in and help me. Lord, you sent Moses to the Israelites. You to the Hebrews. And Lord, I pray that you will send my own Moses, you send my own deliverer. The voice that is genuine, the voice that carries weight, the voice that will speak positively, and the hand that is strong. The people, circumstances that matters, let it arise because of me, that will favor me in the name of Jesus. That whatever it is Egypt in my life will not be there anymore. That I will be free from it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sit down, please. What does it mean to be free from Egypt? What does it mean to be free from Egypt? Be liberated from bondage. Let's try. What does it mean to be free from Egypt? People of God, say it in your own way, the way it appears to you. Freedom, free from suffering, deliverance from the bondage, yes, free from limitation. What it means to be free from Egypt is that that problem is not there anymore. The battle is over. Your status changed. We had a testimony today, right? At least the list where they put the name is not there anymore now. Yes, and it will not go back again in Jesus' name. Yeah. When the Lord does the things, it's permanent, like I said, right? Perfection. People of the Lord will take care of your situation.
Amen.
So what it means to be free from Egypt is that your status change. I'm talking slowly for somebody to hear me. What it means to be free from Egypt is that that thing is not there anymore. That will be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you are looking up to God for, you are praying about, you are asking God to do for you, your expectation, that will be the answer that you will get. And that will become a change of status for you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will decorate your life with people of honor, people of value. The Lord will give you true love, people that appreciate your existence as a human being, people that give you sense of worth, sense of values. The Lord will send them to your life. Not the hypocrite, but people that appreciate you as a human being. The Lord will give you a sense of belonging. What it takes to be a human being, the Lord will supply you and he will decorate you with it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. To be free from Egypt is to escape from the taskmasters. Like God said to Moses, right? He said, I want to set them free from the hands of their oppressors. When you are free from your taskmaster, you know that what that means? What does it mean? It means that your taskmaster, we have to look for somebody else to oppress. And what would that mean? That means your taskmaster will not want you to go like that. It's not free. And that is what happened when Moses walked up to King Pharaoh and said, God said, let my people go. What did Pharaoh do? Pharaoh said, like, what do you mean? If I allow the Israelites, the Hebrews, to leave Egypt, you know what will happen? They will not have slaves anymore. Nobody will work in the farm. They will not have people to oppress anymore. People that fetch them water, they will have to go pay for it now. The slaves that do everything for them are not here anymore. So it's a loss for the taskmaster when you are free. And that is why we have to fight for us to be free. Am I talking to somebody? Why do you have to fight to be free from your taskmaster? Somebody tell me. I just said it. Tell me. Why? Freedom? Yes. Why? Why do you have to fight to be free from your taskmaster? Because taskmaster won't let you go just like that. Taskmaster will fight you. That is why you have to pray. Hallelujah. Is it those things that we're talking about? Your father's house, your town, your hometown? It's a battle. It's a battle you must open your mouth and fight against. All the causes of my generation, causes of my father's house, causes of my hometown, causes of my bloodline, I break it in the name of Jesus. Things that have been setting limitation, things that have been setting barriers to the progress of my life, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. These are things that you will have to declare as a child of God that has authority. Amen. These are the declaration for you, for your family. You put your hands upon your children, you declare it. Every cause of my bloodline, I break it concerning you. And you break it for yourself. Once it's terminated on you, it's terminated down the line. Amen. The second one is that you will lose your playmate when you come out of Egypt. Alright? You will lose your playmate too. You become an enemy. It's out of jealousy, out of hatred, out of whatever. But you are no more in their status. You have become an enemy. They will wish that something happened to you that will bring you back to the same level. So, fighting the Egypt is not only fighting the enemy. You have to be super sensitive. Because things will be happening around you that want to drag you down. Amen? Please, it's not only about prayer. Be watchful. Jesus Christ said, be prayerful and be watchful. They will provoke you. They will provoke you. What did I say? They will provoke you. But inasmuch you fall for their trap, the enemy will be using it to keep you in the same spot that has been keeping you. So you have to be sensitive. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name. What do you need to be free from Egypt? Somebody say, what do I need to be free from Egypt? The first thing you need is knowledge. Somebody say knowledge. Brothers and sisters, you need knowledge. Child of God, you need knowledge. Somebody say, I need knowledge. Somebody say, I need knowledge. You need knowledge. Understand that you are in bondage. If you do not understand you are in bondage, you cannot be free from that bondage. Are we listening? The Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. The Lord knows that I'm trying my best to educate you on these things. But ultimately, the deliverance is in your own hands. How you take this matter seriously. The second one is, look for every promises of God in the scripture and be claiming it to yourself. Look for promises. You can go on Google Bible promises on whatever, anything that you think applies to you. Bible promises on success, Bible promises on deliverance, Bible promises on promotion, Bible promises on peace. Claim these promises for your lives. And lastly, like I've said, prayer is effective. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, it says, the kingdom of God suffer violence. The violent take it by force. What is violent take it by force, people of God? Huh? Fire for fire. You know, so the way the Pentecostals, we pray. We like to pray prayer that shakes. But you know that sometimes when you don't pray that prayer that shakes, you feel like you're not praying. But understand this. There is no prayer that is a loss. But make yourself a prayerful person. Walking around alone at work is an opportunity for you to have a prayer walk. You don't even need to close your eyes all the time, but make sure you are a spiritual person that is praying always. Because those ones you want to free yourself from their hands, they are not joking. If you know how important you are in the spirit world, people that are having meeting upon meeting just because of you, still it's not your goal. Take it serious. Start to decree, fight your own battle. God said, I have seen the affliction of my people. I will deliver them. Activate the angels of God in heaven to come to your aid. Pray in the name of Jesus. They will run from you. The Lord is your victories in the name of Jesus. Amen. Just as told his disciples in Matthew chapter 11, verse 21. He said, these things, Matthew chapter 17, verse 21, he said, these things can't be done except with by prayer and fasting. By prayer and fasting. By prayer and fasting. Have a time created for fasting. Some of us work, right? Some of us work and this thing takes a toll on us that sometimes we cannot fast. It takes a toll on us. Maybe you are a student. Sometimes you cannot be fasting when you have a test or exam. I've done it before and I know that it wasn't the right thing for me to do. You don't do this thing on a rainy day. You prepare for the rainy day. You study. You pray before the exam day. Not on the exam day you are in fasting. When you're supposed to be remembering, your something is crying in you and you're not able to even put your mind together. Yeah, we have done a lot of things that are not wise enough. But what are we saying here is that, please, fasting is very important in your life. Create time for fasting. Prayer and fasting. There is a place for prayer and there is also a place for fasting. Create time for fasting. If you are home on Sunday, fast on Sunday. If you are home on Saturday, fast on Saturday. If you are to work and you know you're not going to be able to do your work, don't fast at 3 p.m. Fast at 12 p.m. Right? Just make sure you are remain spiritual. Because as you are a human being, you are also a spiritual being. You still have to fight this battle. They won't be waiting for you. He doesn't have time for prayer and fasting. So don't let us attack him. If that is an opportunity for the enemy. So we have to be wise. Have I spoken to somebody today? Egypt is no more your portion. We are going to stand up and we are going to say, everything that represents Egypt in my life, I overcome it in Jesus' name. I remove it in Jesus' name. I cancel it in Jesus' name. Everything that represents Egypt in my family, in my life, at my work, everything that represents Egypt in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this prayer. Egyptian must come to an end in your life so that a new era will come.
Amen.
All those things that have not been coming out will start to come out. Your beauty, your greatness, your prosperity, your success will start to happen. People will start to say, where has this person been before? How come we have not recognized this person before? Pray for yourself that the Lord will deliver you from anything that represents Egypt in your bloodline, in your father's house, over your home. Please pray it and pray it for yourself. Pray it for your parents. Okay, pray it for yourself. If you think like you don't fit to that class, please pray for your parents. Everything that represents Egypt, for me, for my household, for my family, I break it in the name of Jesus. And come to Egypt. And come to Egypt in my life. 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 And come to Egypt. Anything that represents Egypt. And come to it in the name of Jesus. Anything that represents Egypt. Anything that represents Egypt. Let's come to it concerning me. Anything that represents Egypt. Let it be removed. Anything that represents Egypt. Let it be destroyed. Anything that represents Egypt. Let it be destroyed. Whatever it might be coming from. Anything that represents Egypt. Let it be destroyed. Whatever it might be coming from. Anything that represents Egypt. I overcome it in the name of Jesus. Anything that represents Egypt. I defeat it. Anything that represents Egypt. I destroy it. Anything that represents Egypt. I cancel it. Anything that represents Egypt, I destroy it. Anything that represents Egypt, I remove it. Anything that represents Egypt, I destroy. Anything that represents Egypt in my life, I destroy. Anything that represents Egypt to my family, I cancel. Anything that represents Egypt concerning my head, concerning my mind, concerning my soul, concerning my spirit, concerning my family, concerning my wife, concerning my children, concerning this ministry. Anything that represents Egypt, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Anything that represents Egypt, I represent Egypt in my home, in my bloodline, in my family. Anything that represents Egypt, I cancel it. 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 In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Even Jesus Christ said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. He said, he even chased people out of the temple. They are buying and selling. He said, because it is written that my house shall be called the house of prayer. This is even important as our praise and worship. So please pray this prayer. They're going to say, there are some people, there are some Egypt that they don't show their face. They only show their face when you are about to be lifted. When you are about, your status is about to get better, that's when they show you their face. Because they say that nobody in your father's house passed this line. So they will do everything to keep you in the same position. So you say, every hidden Egypt in my family, in my bloodline, I expose you and I take the authority from you and I destroy you in the name of Jesus. Please pray this prayer. I want you to pray. Even if you don't feel like closing your eyes, don't close your eyes. Just make sure you are praying.
in the name of
every
Jesus.
Hidden Egypt, every 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 hidden Egypt. I say, I expose you. I expose every hidden Egypt. I expose every hidden Egypt. I expose every hidden Egypt. Wherever it's been hiding, you are exposed in the name of Jesus. You are exposed in the mighty name of Jesus. You are exposed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every hidden Egypt, I expose you.
We overpower you in the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I free myself from every Egypt. I free myself from every Egypt. I say the light of God expose every secret Egypt, every hidden Egypt. You are flushed out of your close places. The Bible says the strangers shall be afraid and they shall faint away from their close places. I flush out every Egypt. I say the light of God shine and expose you in your secrecy, and I overpower you in the name of Jesus. We overpower you in the name of Jesus. We use the name of Jesus. We use the blood of Jesus to overpower Egypt in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You're going to say, my glory shall shine. Anything that want to stop my glory from shining, the Lord should remove it. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Father, anything that will stop my glory from shining, let it be removed. My glory must shine. My glory will shine in the name of Jesus. My glory must shine. My glory will shine. My glory must shine. My glory will shine. My glory must shine. My glory will shine. Anything that want to stop my glory from shining, let it be removed. Let it be removed in the name of Jesus. Anything that stands against the glory of God concerning me, let it be removed. Let it be wiped off. Let it be consumed. Let it be destroyed. Let it be eradicated. Anything that want to stand, withstand the glory of God, that want to influence the glory from not shining, let the judgment of God come upon it in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, let my glory shine. Let the light of God shine upon my glory and let it radiate the beauty, the blessings, the greatness, the signs, the wonders of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of Jesus. Every craft, every actions of the enemy against who am, against members of World Church Evangelical Ministry, against the visions of the World Church Evangelical Ministry, against the families of World Church Evangelical Ministry, against the ministers of World Church Evangelical Ministry, against the workers of World Church Evangelical Ministry, against the members of World Church Evangelical Ministry, every crafty, cunning, and actions, we cancel in the name of Jesus. We destroy the activities of Satan. Every activities of enemies against whom, we destroy in the name of Jesus. We take out the strength of the enemy. We cancel, we condemn, we render, we ridicule, we defeat and destroy. We are winners, we are victorious. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father and our Lord, we stand on this pillar. We stand on this platform. We stand upon this stone. We say we decree. We proclaim our deliverance. We proclaim our solution. We proclaim our victory. Amen. We proclaim our freedom. Amen. We proclaim our joy. Amen. We proclaim our breakthrough. Amen. We proclaim our soundness of mind. Amen. We proclaim our expansion. Amen. We proclaim our growth. Amen. We proclaim Egypt is vanished. Amen. We proclaim Egypt vanished. Amen. And say no more. Amen. We say the judgment come upon our enemies in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every bondage, we say end come to you. We break you. We free ourselves from every yoke. The power of the Lord set us free. The name of Jesus Christ become our victory. Say, the name of Jesus become my victory. The name of Jesus become my victory. The name of Jesus Christ become my victory. He become the victory of my family. He become the victory of my children. He become the victory of my parents. He become the victory of my spouse. He become the victory of my siblings. The name of Jesus Christ become the victory of my household. The name of Jesus Christ become the victory of my bloodline. The name of Jesus Christ become the victory of the ministry. The name of Jesus can become our testimony. The name of Jesus can become our liberation. The name of Jesus can become our testimony. The name of Jesus can become our victory. The name of Jesus can become our blessing. The name of Jesus can become our peace. We say the name of Jesus can become our joy. We say the name of Jesus can become our progress. The name of Jesus can become our expansion. The name of Jesus can become our testimony. The name of Jesus can become our joy. The name of Jesus can become our blessing. The name of Jesus can become our advantage. The name of Jesus Christ becomes our expansion. The name of Jesus Christ becomes our explosion. The name of Jesus Christ becomes our growth. The name of Jesus Christ becomes our increase. The name of Jesus Christ becomes our testimony. The name of Jesus Christ becomes our blessing. The name of Jesus Christ becomes our fruitfulness. The name of Jesus Christ becomes our Jesus. The word of the Lord says, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. And so we obtain our victory in the name of Jesus. Children of God, you are free. Your destiny is free. Your life is free. Your mind is free. Your home is free. Your career is free. Your marriage is free. Your education is free. Your destiny is free. Go and prosper. Go and rejoice. Go and testify. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.